Yeah, I can certainly agree with your statement there about Microsoft messing things up as they go. I could definitely agree with that, considering I've seen them basically do that to where, I've seen them do that to where, essentially, you know, things that worked 20 years ago, they're trying to say, oh, you can use multiple apps and things on Windows 10. The funny thing is, people that know their computing history know you can do the same thing with Windows 3.1. Anyway, I'm gonna get off here and let the net proceed. So, have a good day. I'll catch you later. KC1ZO.
Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be September 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start to net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. It's KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations that wish to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
WB2RUQ.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink from the north side of Oneonta.
Any other Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Here is KC1SNO. Sean. Sean in West Jarvis, Massachusetts.
Okay, and that acknowledges WB2RUQ, John, KD2FBM, Kevin, KC1SZO, Sean. Sorry, I didn't catch your location. You started crackling there with your location. And the other station in there on Echolink, would you like to check in? All right. WB2RUQ, John, thank you for checking in. How are you doing this evening? The floor is yours.
Yeah, KD2KWC, Matt. Good evening. I'm located in the Hudson Valley in New York, near New Paltz. Currently, temperature here is a balmy 70 degrees and a bright sunshiny day. And want to say very quickly a hi to Kevin James. I heard his voice in there. And that's about it. So that's my check-in, WB2RUQ.
All right, John. Thank you for your check-in. Nice to hear you. And KD2FEM, Kevin James on the north side of Oneonta. How are you doing this evening?
All right, yeah, KD2FPM out here, north side of Oneonta, got 71 degrees on the outside, some clouds overhead in those clear skies, and boy, I tell you, it's a little refreshing out there with the air mass that has moved in, and boy, I tell you, this morning woke up, was 45 here, so actually our temperatures got a little bit lower than I had planned on, so I thought it was only going to get in possibly the lower 50s, maybe the upper 40s, but yeah, we kind of went a little lower than that, so... That made it kind of interesting. And, yeah, tip my hat to John, that's Jeff's dad, down in the Hudson Valley, and say hello to Sean over there in Massachusetts. And, Matt, if you got my text message, that other node that you see there is Sean's repeater, or I should say his node that is for Echolink that he's using. So, yeah, I'm just having some fun here trying to play some catch-up. And, Matt, when you get a chance, go on my Facebook page. Check out the video that I posted. It's about 3 minutes 18 seconds or so long, and it's our trip that we did up to Mount Utsiantha on the weekend. So anyone else that's friends with me on Facebook, jump in there and check that out. Hopefully you'll enjoy it and get a little chuckle out of me not being able to get up the fire tower. So that was kind of funny. With that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Alrighty, KD2FEM. Kevin, thank you for your check-in. And yeah, I noticed that the last one on there was, I just noticed somebody there wasn't paying that much attention. See, being observant is a very good thing sometimes. I just happened to look up at it here a few minutes ago and before I got your text and realized what it was. Alrighty, KC1FZ. Oh, Sean, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Just been trying to copy some files over to Dropbox for a friend of mine. I got a Skype chat from a friend of mine a couple of days ago who was asking me for some audio CDs I found online ages ago called HemiSync or HemiSync, the Gateway Experience, which is basically binaural beats that teach you, you know, kind of try to do altered states of consciousness and stuff like that, and without using any mind-altering drugs or anything like that. But basically the idea is this is a 6-CD set that lets you do all kinds of different things, ranging from just having better memory to, you know, all kinds of different stuff. But yeah, I had some fun trying to get that organized because the person only had like 2 gigabytes of space in their Dropbox, and the whole directory of all 6 disks in FLAC is like 5 gigabytes. And I'm like, I hope this goes through. But yeah, I'm just sitting here on the computer chatting with a bunch of friends at the same time as I'm on Echolink via the phone. Mainly the reason why you see both the W1SGL repeater as well as my personal Echolink node number on the repeater is because I like to check on the phone to see how good my radio is doing since I'm in the basement. So I want to make sure that I'm transmitting and hitting the local repeater really well. And I keep forgetting that the older Bofang units tend to have a little bit less oomph in terms of hitting the repeater really well. But anyway, yeah, I haven't really been doing too much. So just getting ready for school and stuff too. Anyway, KC1FZO, back to net control.
Alrighty, KC21FZO, thank you for your check-in, and nice to meet you. I think this is the first time I've been on the net and you've been on. Of course, I haven't been on very much lately because I've been way too busy, so Kevin's been running pretty much all the nets. I've been burning as much daylight and night as I can. Alright, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening. Good evening. This is N2PFM. Good evening.
WA2U.
KC2WY.
Okay, and that acknowledges N2PFM, WA2U, and KC2WI. Thank you all for checking in, and we'll start at the top of the list. N2PFM, George, how have you been? It's been quite a while since I've got to catch up with you guys.
Well, this is N2PFM. Good evening to everybody on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 62. We had a low of 50 and a high of 72. And I did run a few sticks in the wood stove last night. First time that's been running like that in probably a month or so. And I'm sure it won't be too much longer before I have to do it again. So that's relative to the Railroad Club meeting up in Krogan. And had a very good, productive time there. And got my ride there to and from, and everything, because I don't drive at night. And everything worked out very well. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s and 2PFM clear.
Alrighty. And 2PFM, George, thank you for your check-in. And glad to hear from you. WA2U, John, how are you doing this evening?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Matt. Good evening to Kevin James and Sean, and who else is on here? Well, here, George and Pete. And, well, say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to anyone that's listening. You never know, with Echo, it could be someone from Australia. it's about 58 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. 58, and Kevin James should get a kick out of this. Last night, our low temperature, we had the min-max kind of thing. Okay, here we go. 39.7. So I don't know, we seem to be the cool spot, but that's okay. No complaints. Had a very good day today. I walked into camp a couple times. I walked in this afternoon. I walked in later this evening to secure the generator. Was in the process of charging the Optima battery. We have a special charger for that battery. Well, I'm glad I... It was expensive. I'm glad I went with that, though, because you hook up the battery charger. It actually reads off the serial number of the battery. So they've got really high-tech. There's no way you can goof things up. So it's a large battery, and it's got a lot of wallop to it, and it's hooked up to a, what do they call it, power boost thing. So even if the battery goes down to 11 volts, I've got it set, I'm still getting 13.8 volts out of all the, Anderson power poles. All the radios are happy with that, so I wanted to do that. And we went in this afternoon, I made three trips in action, I think about it. I went in, rode in with Kathy on the Power Wolf, and we're starting to stain the front of the camp. It needs that, so doing some staining before the temperatures cool off a little bit more, and start building the deck. I want to build a 8x12 deck out there. Got all the materials, but just waiting for the right temperature, so... Took care of that, made a few phone calls today, had a few deliveries today. We always have FedEx and UPS stopping over. So, gonna go out and sit on the deck for a little while. Had a nice walk yesterday. I noticed there's some pieces of property down by the Hinkley Reservoir for sale, some good-sized ticket pieces of property, but I don't know what's going on. I talked to some people, so they'll be there probably for a little while before they sell, I would imagine. But outside that, really good day. Guard's doing great, and hope to get back into camp tomorrow. And Pat's going to do some more staining, and I'm going to check on the batteries and straightening out solar lights the other day. I've got some solar floodlights, actually, so I got them all squared away, and some speaker cables, and maybe we'll go over there Thursday evening and sit around the fire. So that's what's in store. Seems like there was some other stuff. But anyways, I'll turn it back over to you, Matt. Everyone have a great evening. WA2 back to net.
Alrighty, John. WA2, thank you for your check-in. Glad to be catching up with everybody again. I've do admit I have been slacking here, but Kevin's been willing to do the nut, so I've been taking advantage of every moment that I've had to get a bus. Extracurricular, or I guess I could say things I've been wanting to get done. Kevin's probably said I got to pull my truck at both of the truck pulls here at Morris and Delaware County Fair in the past couple of weeks, so I've been kind of playing too. It's nice to have a little fun here and there. All right, KC2WI, Pete, the floor is yours. Glad to hear from you.
KC2WI, well, my schedule for this week totally screwed up, and it was okay. I did okay through Saturday night, but went to my friend's camp party, and that was real nice. Kind of neat. I haven't done that for a long time. Go, you know, transportation is the boat across the lake and back at 9 or 9.30 or something like that, and over at about 6.30 and back at 9.30. And had I kind of crunched a little bit there and just barely made it to Boonville. Well, I made the 10K had already started, but I got out to a spot but for communications. But it was all for nothing, loading all the stuff in the car that I was going to take to the NNYARA meeting and tailgate fest. I got out about 7:30, drove up to Tupper Lake where the car broke, suspension broke, non-fixable, especially not by some, you know, not my own mechanic on a Sunday at 9:30, and I guess it was good. I mean, at least it was right in Tupper Lake, not between Tupper Lake and Long Lake or something like that. And that was sort of the big mishap. But the first mishap, I got this TomTom that I picked up a year or two ago and never use it. And so I usually leave it in a box in the car. Must have gotten wet. I hooked it up Sunday morning, turned it on, programmed the thing for the Malone rec park, whatever. Everything worked fine, seemed to, and all of a sudden it started screwing up, and I couldn't get the screen would go back to the menu screen, and you'd click done, and it would just go right back, and so evidently it had, and the box is a little damp, so evidently it got enough moisture in there, it didn't screw up until after it was running for a while, so I finally gave up on that. But you know, that was like an omen of things to come. So I think about 9:30, I was in Tupper Lake, a little behind, you know, the picnic started at 10, but I was close. And I said, I'll get there at 10:30. I'll be fine. And the car, I heard something from the rear end, click, click, you know, clunk, clunk. That doesn't sound right. And all of a sudden, major problem. So I was able to limp it up to a garage, and the guy looked at it. You know, he said, well, it's not, I can't fix that. He said, I jumped the car, which is, I was getting close, you know, I'm hoping to hold out for one more winter with it, but I will see what happens. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And, well, I'll call home. I don't have too many people to call. I call my dad. That's about the closest. Only other one, that would be my sister in Watertown, that I would ask to come get me. So, well, he gets up real early, takes the dog out, and then usually takes a little nap. I gotta take a little nap, and I don't know, whatever. So, I'll come up, and I'm figuring, well, maybe 11 o'clock or so he'll leave, and I call about 12 or 1 or so, I don't know, whatever it was, 1 maybe, And my mother says, well, he just left. So I decided I'm going to walk. I took everything out of the car because I wasn't sure whether I was just going to junk it or not. The guy said, if you want, you can leave it right here, take the plate, send me the title, I'll take care of it. But I called Bob Traeger and just happened to get him in the shop. And he said, well, I could come get it, you know, how much? Well, you know, it wasn't too bad. And I think it's fixable. I don't think it's a major frame thing. So we decided that. Anyway, I could have an hour or two earlier walked right downtown, I guess. But I decided I've got to go out and get something to eat and just get out of here. So I walked down, real nice diner, Ohana's 50s Diner. They just started it. Nice girl and her husband. Got talking to her. She said, yeah, my father had this building. All this kind. So we had a nice meal and all that. And, of course, I just about got ready to leave, and it just started raining. And the three or four, five, whatever blocks, the quarter mile, I was totally soaked. My father was there. I left a note to call my cell phone. He said, I tried it. It didn't work. It appears my cell phone is turning itself off. I can't figure that out. So anyway, and he didn't get there till 4, you know, 5, I don't know what time it was, and we drove back in the rain and totally screwed up my plans, which was to come back here Monday when it was cool and work for a day or two and then scoot up there tomorrow or tonight and, you know, escape the hot day. And, of course, I also had a phone call from a customer here, business customer, so I had to come back for that. Otherwise, I'd have just stayed there for a few days. So I've got my mom's car, and of course now that has to get back to her, and I got to get back here to pick up my other old car, which is down at Bob's. Yeah, Murphy's Law. It's a dead motherboard. It's not going to be a quick fix if it's worth it at all. So that's what's going on here, and I didn't sell any stock. That was the other thing. I was looking forward to maybe even making a few hundred dollars. I had two Windows XP laptops all set up with FL Digi for the digital stuff. They worked great. I had two newer ones with Windows 7. I thought I might sell them all, but I didn't sell any. And I had some other radio stuff. KC2WI.
Alrighty, KC2WIB, thank you for your check-in. This is KD2JABC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Oh boy, that was bad. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
N2KKO.
KD2DFD.
Okay, net acknowledges N2KKL. Pauline, how are you doing this evening? And I caught KD2DFP. Am I correct with that last one, last call check-in?
Doing well. It's cooling down, but not bad. And we had a nice day today. It was just nice. And we're down to about 64 degrees now. But anyway, had a nice day. Hope you all did too. And 2KKL, back to net.
Alrighty, thank you, Pauline, for your check-in. Glad all is going well. Any other check-in we had? KD2DFP? I caught most of it.
Good evening, Matt, and those on the net tonight. My name is Pete, KD2DFP, Delta Fox, Delta. Nice day at camp today. It was presently about 60 degrees and stars were all out. beautiful evening. It was about 50 degrees this morning when I woke up, and it was just a beautiful day today. Heard most of the net, just a late check-in on my part. I'd like to say hello to Kevin James, and I was on my way up on Thursday, I believe, and heard this fellow, Kevin James. He's giving the weather forecast. I said, that voice sounds familiar. So that explains his radio voice. But it was nice to hear him on the radio and giving the weather and some other details. Anyway, nice to check into the net. 73 everyone. And next time I'm up at camp, I'll be sure to check in. This is Pete from Boonville, KD2DFD. Back to net.
Alrighty. Thank you, Pete. KD2DFD. I got it. I'm just having one of those days. Alrighty. KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, I think I caught KD2HKB. Okay, got the check-in of KD2HKB. That's Matt in Sherbourne. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Matt, would you like to take the floor? You're not getting in all that great on my end. I don't know how you're getting into the repeater to the other guys.
WA2 with comment.
WA to you. Go ahead.
Okay. May be helpful. Boy, Pete, the expression goes when it rains, it pours, I guess. I hope everything works out okay for you. Matt, just a thought. I was going to say something earlier, but maybe I should. Sometimes it's good if people check in, if we let them know what their signal strength it sounds like, because it's really frustrating. My, personally, maybe too much chainsaw, too much loud music, but I had a hard time understanding what Sean was saying, at least I did. But as I said, maybe too much loud things and too much loud stereo, too many loud counters, but I had a difficult time. And then when Matt came in, he just was barely making a repeater. So if we give him a report that when they check in, that way people have an idea and they don't get frustrated because they may have questions or comments and then we don't respond appropriately to them. So just a thought. WA to you back to that. Thanks for doing the net 7-3.
Alrighty, WATU, and thank you, John. Yeah, I try to do that. I did that with Sean. I know I had a hard time copying him, too. I had to turn it all the way up, and then, of course, the repeater ID comes in and blasts you out of the chair. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KD2FPM with a quick comment.
KD2FPM, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool that the one station there said he'd heard me on the FM broadcast, so that was really cool. My hat, I'm tipping it to you, so really cool that you were able to catch me in the airwaves. Probably it was on 90.9 FM, which is the Gloversville 50,000-watt FM blowtorch that we have out there. As a matter of fact, Saturday when we were up at Mount Utsiantha, we were tuning in, and I had a couple of the guys looking at me going, hey, you are actually really cool on the air. So, yeah, because I do the weather forecast for them, which is a lot of fun for me. I enjoy it. All right, with that, I'll say 73 KD2FPM back to net control.
Alrighty, thank you, KD2FPM. I have to add my two cents to that. I actually still remember back in the days of you DJing over to the skating ring, over to Interstate 88, and having fun over there. But that was back in the old days, of course. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KD2JWC Net Control. Please come now.
KC1FZO, Sean in Massachusetts again. Just figure I'd pop in and say hi again on Echo like this time. Yeah, it's funny. It seems like we've got some really interesting band activity going on or something, because I'm noticing that there are lots of static crashes over the local repeater here, which I guess people are trying to key up other repeaters or something like that, because we've had some interesting band openings happen over the past few days to where people in Rhode Island have been able to hit the Cape Cod repeaters here, and they're about 65 miles away. So, yeah, it's interesting to see that, because you don't normally see that on things as high as 2 meters. You normally see it on, like, you know, 10 meters and 6 meters and things like that, but not 2. So, interesting stuff. Anyway, yeah, I can't really think of anything else to say. I was thinking of something, and I just totally lost my mind in terms of what it was. But yeah, interesting stuff when you have band openings and things like that. So I'm going to certainly keep an eye open for more strange band activity and see what other interesting things I can find out. Anyway, I'm just going to say 73, and this is KC1FZO back to net control.
Alrighty, KC1FZO, thank you. And that sounds a lot better than before. Alrighty, KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Final call.
I'll give you a check-in. KD2DXF, I've got nothing to add. I just came in.
Can we repeat that last check-in, please? I had nothing but a burst of static. I caught KD2.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot. Matthew and Utica.
Okay, gotcha that time. KD2, DXF. Would you like to have the floor?
No, I forgot my own floor, thanks. No, I've got nothing to add.
Okay, I will tell you thank you for your check-in, sir. And nice to catch up with you. All right, one last time, comments, queries, or late check-ins. At this time, come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:38 local time and return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in this evening at WB2RU, KD2FPM, KC1FZO, N2PFM, WA2U, KC2WI, N2KKL, KD2DFT, KD2HKB, and KD2DXF. Thank you, everyone, for your check-ins. Glad to catch up with everyone. This is KD2JWC. I will say 73 all, and hope to catch you again tomorrow night, and I will be clear.
Food.
is KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica calling United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm a KC2MDU repeater client looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system for Octane tonight. Good evening, Matt. Negative.
Hey, so I got KD2DFC. Good evening, Pete. And KD2FPM. Kevin via Echolink. Thank you both for your check-in. This is KD2DXF looking for any further stations. This is Acton. This is Acton. Last call for Acton. Ain't nothing further heard. KDTGXR for turning the neck control. Thank you for the use of the repeater, and thank you all. Check them.